Cousin Lionel's eating dirt, and we're doing live from the five hole. Faxes from UncleDale.com's weekly podcast. I am Sam Fells, your host, former editor of said site, formerly of Deadspin.com, now available on a free transfer. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Fellsgate. We took a week off as I had lots of stuff going on last week, and these guys had slightly less stuff, but still enough to keep us from joining. But now we are here together, so of course, we're in fatal four-way formation with the usual crew. Leading off with Dr. Viral. He is the biggest jackass, no talent in the business, and he is the CEO of WBCW on Wrestling Brain's Twitch channel every Monday night at 9 Central. He's Andrew Cieslak.
Welcome. Thank you.
That's fuck all you. Good yeah. night. He's working the ones and twos for us tonight. He's our technical supervisor and our supervising technician. He's Matt McClure.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. I miss Slack's proppers. You can find Slack on Twitter and Blue Sky at Torque Penderloin. Matt is on Blue Sky at Matt McClure. He's on Twitter at Matt_McClure_, but please do not find him. And last but not least, he's the goal line assassin. He is the Oracle of Humboldt Park, and he probably hasn't slept in 10 days. He's Fifth Feather John.
Something witty.
If we could do an audio version, you're just holding a card. That's what we need.
Yes, that works.
Yes, indeed. Well, we were inspired to get together today. We've got a little Hawk stuff. We've got a little Bear stuff. We've got Slack refusing to talk about baseball. It's the usual show. But was it last week or early this week? I can't remember. It's all a bit of a blind. We all got our peppers hot about more what Hawks off-season plans, rumors and articles. That was basically the sound we made. John, you can start us off because I'm trying to remember all the things that got our peppers hot, but it's a lot. I don't even know where to start.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing is that the dream acquisition is Jake Guentzel, of all people. That's the dream. Did I say his name wrong?
Guentzel, you said Guentzel.
Guentzel. Guentzel.
I told that crowd 100 fucking times.
Doesn't matter how you say it.
Doesn't?
Did John leave us?
No. Nope. Oh. I'm here.
Still there. He's there.
Hello.
Okay. Yep.
Hello.
Okay.
Cut all out right. for a well, second. Anyway.
Oh. Okay.
Jake Guentzel.
Yeah, no, I think that to me was what got my peppers hot right away was that he's considered the dream acquisition for Kyle, according to Mark and Scott at The Athletic, or is it the New York Times? I can't tell. Okay. Anyways,
it's venture capital.
That to me was what got me going right away is, you know, why is he the dream acquisition? He's 30 years old, and not only that, I mean, he flies in the face of everything that we've heard about why they wouldn't be interested in Mitch Marner, mm-hmm. right? So
he's one, John.
Yeah, he's not a little loser.
He's a proven
bitch.
Playoff performer.
Okay,
he's older,
but that means you got to get there, Kyle.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what he's done in the playoffs if you don't plan on making them for 5 years,
seven.
Teen.
Literally. There's no path. No path for this roster. None.
My issue with Jake Guentzel is that if your plan is to bring in someone who's going to play with Bedard long term, I don't think that's him. That's not his game. He's more a finisher than he is a provider. And while Bedard doesn't have indeed. Well, Bedard certainly doesn't have bad vision or is a good passer. That's not the skill you want to be enhancing. You want him to scoring 60, 70 goals a year. You need someone to set him up. And I don't think that's Jake Guentzel.
And what, Sam, you're Mr. Hockey. You are the expert.
Right.
What is he in the market for? Like a 6-year deal, right?
No, everyone, anyone who is getting to UFA worth spending on is going to demand the 7 that can be offered by a different team.
So 7. All so right. So that's taking you into age 37 for him, right?
Yeah.
And isn't that why we were nervous about extending Marner or acquiring Marner?
I thought that's what Kyle was nervous about.
Right.
That's what he wanted to tell everyone that he was nervous about.
Well, so that doesn't make sense then, right? Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it seems like a lot of mixed messaging that they're saying one thing and then the one guy that they want flies in the face of everything that they're saying about why they wouldn't acquire better players.
Yeah. You have a guy who the genius himself, Eric Tulsky, doesn't want, and you're going to pay him? That seems bad to me.
Well, I'm sure Eric Tulsky would welcome Jake Guentzel back, but he has his number. This is the price I will pay for him.
Sure.
We know well that the Hawks have to overpay.
Yes, they'll overpay, but it's term they won't do or don't want to do. But somehow that doesn't apply to Jake Guentzel when they're reporting on it in the New York Times Athletic or whatever it's called.
The New York Athletics.
It just doesn't make any fucking sense. It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
The things we're hearing don't add up. You can't say we're done being losers, but we also don't want to sign anyone
long term,
and we don't want to trade anyone. We'll make a weird trade with the Islanders that nobody fucking understands.
That's for Tidge Genlaw.
Okay. Well,
he's,
we can have
he's we going top five there. Now. He's going top five, so take him with the second pick then.
Right.
Oh God. Oh God.
You know you'd love it deep down.
No,
that's a different part of this conversation. That's a different part of the conversation. Yeah. Because now they're talking about Demidov or whatever is coming over because he's a real person they've met in real life. And now he's more in the picture, I guess, as the second pick than he was before. Did you guys read all that?
Yeah, no. That he's actually here.
He's in the building.
Apparently he has an American agent, and he's saying that next year will be his final KHL season for fact. And that was kind of the big thing people were worried about, I guess, was, is he even going to come here?
But who knows what NATO ends up having to say about that, but that's at least kind of a good sign from the Hawks' perspective. But still, why the fuck, like, you would want him here right away as the second overall if he's that good.
But he can't, right? He's got a contract in the K.
Yeah, he's got to do 1 year.
He has to, or Putin will kill him, or whatever the fuck they do over there.
He'll put a nipple right through his eye.
I still just don't understand how they plan to construct a roster that allows you to not have to have like Jared Tenorti on it or Mackenzie Cunt and Whistle or whatever the fuck these people's names are. I don't understand the A to B portion of this concept that Kyle rolled out lazily to these reporters who are echoing the same garbage week in and week out about wanting to do anything that involves some risk.
Yeah, it just sounds like it's the same. Right, it sounds like it's the same offseason plan that they've been rolling out for the last 3 or 4 years, which is
bullshit.
Yeah, they're going to continue to not take roster spots away from their young players, although they still do when they sign Jared Tenorti, and that takes away spots from their young defensemen, but that's besides the point. But the only thing that they're offering is high annual value contracts at a short-term deal. So great, that'll get you Andreas Athanasiou or Max Domi or some other piece of shit and
some other Albanian dog.
Right. You know, and that'll get you 75 points.
Sam, they're the Saudi Premier League of hockey. Here's a bunch of money. Come here where no one will give a fuck about you and you will do nothing but lose.
And they are also guilty of war crimes.
But I mean, for real, yeah, like, what days. Kind of player in their prime or in a shape that's willing to actually help this team out and isn't made of paper mache at this point in Taylor Hall would come here for very high dollar short term? Nobody wants that fuck. That matters.
Well, there's not really anything super appetizing on the UFA market. Sam Reinhart is going to get way overpaid.
Well, they're already overpaying people up in Vancouver, so they're setting the tone nice and early.
Right.
If they,
Sam
if
Reinhardt's been kind of invisible through this final. Not that that's the barometer for what the guy should get paid, but regardless.
I mean, if they like, I would rather they went after fucking Elias than Gensel.
I don't know that I get that far. But well,
you got positional you got positional versatility there at least.
All right, let's break this down. What's the number you think Jake Gensel comes in at? He's coming on 3 straight 30 goal seasons, one of them 40.
7 by 9.
I think that sounds about right. Maybe 10 gets in a bidding war.
Well, unless you acquire him by trading for him in advance,
right? And then... But if you do that, so you could get him before he off the market,
and to give him the extra year,
right? You're giving him $10 million.
Yeah,
great.
So you
unless you're the Kings and you go and launch Pierre-Luc right. Dubois,
so you can give him $10 million at age 30, and it doesn't look like he lines up with Bedard perfectly, but you won't pay Mitch Marner 11 for 1 year to see if it works.
What injury is he coming off of?
All of them.
What was it that made him play 17 games? I wasn't following.
Who, Gensel?
He was hurt with the Canes.
I'm sorry. I'm looking post-trade. So he
played 60 games this year.
No, I see it. He played 67 games. That's fine. I mean, his numbers are really good.
But that's with the possession juggernaut and Sid.
Yeah, it's just there's no apples to apples on this team.
He rode shotgun with Sid like that was the fixture. Those two.
The whole proposition they're making, which I think is dog shit, is well, he's a Midwest guy. He's from Omaha. That's nowhere fucking near here.
It's 8 hours away.
I've never been, and Adam Devine
can go hang out.
What's the drive time between Omaha and Minneapolis? It can't be that much longer.
And that's where
Matt looked that up.
We're going to have to do Commute Corner again.
Yep.
It's the Iowa Wild.
It's a 6-hour drive.
That's quicker than the Megabus going from here to Lincoln, which we, Sam and I had many friends that hopped on many times.
I've never taken the Megabus to Lincoln. What are you talking about?
You know who I'm to all of our Nebraska peeps.
Yeah, indeed. But yeah,
6-hour drive versus a 7-hour drive. There you go.
It sounds like they're just because we've heard multiple people say Seth Jones for Marner might work, and it sounds like they're terrified of trading Seth Jones because of their precious development of the precious juice. Of their defensemen that they would be putting these guys out to sea. But without Seth Jones, Korch gets the quarterback and power play, which he should be anyway. Gets to play top pairing minutes. And eventually, you know, either you sink or swim. What is this babying him along? He's been in the league a year. What do you think is going to happen now? He's got 82 games under his belt, or 75, or however many he played.
Well, yeah, and you just gave a real contract to Vlasic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but I just
fine. Yeah, it's good
and well earned, and he'll probably still continue to develop and be good. We like the USS Vlasic around here.
Indeed, local guy,
big country Bryant Vlasic.
Can we not look at cap friendly anymore since the caps?
No, it's still up for now.
Okay, so the Hawks have $33 million in cap space. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes. Yeah. And
with eight open spots on their fucking roster.
And basically the 10 mil dough to even get to the floor.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. This is a nightmare, honestly.
Well, the 10 million of that is going to go to Chris Tanev, though, in a 3-year deal.
Jesus.
Tanev. What's going on with you, John?
I like it.
I mispronounce everybody's name, Sam.
Keep
that's,
doing it.
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
That's the bit.
That's the bit. Okay. It's funny. I get it.
Channel Norm in the Turd Ferguson outfit. It's funny. It's a good bit.
Also,
well, I don't know. I mean, at this point, too, Sam's ready to trade for my guy, Philip Broberg. We can do that,
I
too.
I'm absolutely sure. Yeah, let's do it.
What? Okay, so let me ask you fellas this. What was the smoke around the Canucks having to trade, what's his face, Boeser? Is that bullshit? He's got 1 year left.
But now, but yeah, now he's got something. He's got something bad though.
He's all fucked up.
Yeah, he's was
got the itis.
Well, we can't say that either. But I was going to say the line from Justin Long in Idiocracy, but you can't say any of those words.
It's a documentary.
That's what I heard. Last 8 years. Brock Besser. Yeah. That's another, like, he's too shoosty. He's not the pass first winger.
No.
Well, beggars can't be choosers, right? I mean, I don't, like I said,
yeah, but that's a power play weapon for sure.
It's a power play weapon, but like, you acquire Brock Besser to be a long term solution. Like, okay, well, he doesn't really jive with Bedard, so who's the
and he's habitually center? He's habitually ouchy.
So who's the number two center is going to constantly
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Get out of here, would you? Jesus, fuck off. I'm going through the dream scenario for the Hawks off season. John, tell me what's wrong with this sentence.
Okay.
Other good players are out there. Martin Natchez, Teuvo Teravainen, Tyler Bertuzzi.
No.
Tyler Bertuzzi?
What?
Fuck off.
What is going on here?
Again, I go
Him
back.
Seth Jones will get along immediately.
I go back. I go back to the conversation. No, the phone calls you need to be making are to Tampa for Anthony Cirelli.
Tyler
Bertuzzi. Well, I think that's a quick phone conversation that ends up with them hanging up the phone on you.
Depends on what, if you're willing to give them back their own first round pick, because they can't, if they're doing this, if they're, again, we did this show a month ago, but still, like, if they're doing this with McDonough, that means they're doing, like, on one last, they're doing the fucking last ride of the fucking Rohirrim here, and...
Yeah, but you need Anthony Cirelli to do that.
You also need, you probably need Steven Stamkos more, though.
That's People still think Stamkos is coming here or leaving Tampa, I guess.
No, that was one of the names that they threw out there, though. Stamkos, leaving.
Yeah,
why would you want him, though? Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
He's done.
I don't know he's done, but he's certainly a stationary shooter, which, I'll say again, this. Is yeah. not what Connor Bedard needs.
Right.
Like, how about Patrick Laine?
Right. Oh, he's been mentioned, too. Like, what is that?
And he's a penis.
I don't know who that is.
And he's a penis. By the way, will Laine for Pierre-Luc Dubois go down as like the biggest penis trade?
I don't want any Finnish people on this team.
Yeah, no.
Other than Teuvo.
Oh yeah, well he doesn't count. And he's also not coming here.
Sam, you're getting my peppers hot here now when they mention Tyler Bertuzzi, and you're going to make me pound the table now for the garbage DeBrusk son.
Right.
If you're going to list Tyler Bertuzzi, how do you not even mention DeBrusk?
I don't know.
He's 10 times the player.
Oh, easily.
So silly.
There's also a lot of Natchez buzz about the Hawks being interested, but I don't like the way that lines up because that gives you two centers who you can't play in your own end.
But they have Jason Dickinson.
Oh, Jesus. Would you stop? like you're in this NHL, doesn't at least one of your top two centers need to be trusted in their own end?
Yes, absolutely. And it wasn't a center last year with Vegas, but Mark Stone will crawl right up your ass for you.
Yeah, but Jack Eichel's actually not bad. You know, he's more offensive, but like he's not a complete dolt. You know, Connor Bedard spent most of his time getting overpowered. Now I don't know. I don't think that'll be the
and he's case and ever. He's a think about who we talk about when we talk about two way forwards, one way or the other, be they on the center or the wing. None of them are as light in the ass as Bedard is. You have to go all the way back to, like, maybe Yuri Lehtinen, and I don't even think he was that small of a guy.
No. Like, so you're gonna
yeah, he was still 6 feet tall, 200 pounds.
You're not going to trade for Marty Natchez and not play him at center. That's what this whole thing is about. He wants to play center. It would make no sense to bring him here, pay him his money, and be like, oh, you're going to play the position you bitched your way out of Carolina about playing. This is the first that was a pet. No, none of this adds up at all. Did your ass just sneeze? Horses can't talk. This doesn't add up at all.
Damn straight.
I also like that both on the dream scenario and Nightmare Scenario is their new network. Like, that's yes. It's a major tenet of this thing.
Right.
Yeah, what right. the fuck, man? Like, get a clue. I don't... They're just making shit up. Like, the roster is the problem, not this other crap that you're talking about. No one cares. Like, the games will be on TV. I don't... Jesus Christ. Well, what if they made a new network and it's not on any carriers? Okay, that would...
Yeah, okay. Great. Yeah, I mean, if Marquee did it and people still watch the Cubs,
yeah,
then it can't be worse than that.
Right, but they use Marquee as an excuse for not maxing out the payroll because it wasn't on Comcast for the first year or whatever. The Hawks can't do that because there's a salary cap.
Yeah.
So we know you can spend the...
No, they're worried about a floor, Sam. They're not worried about a cap.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I did find it interesting that was it our friend Black Pill Benny who pointed out that
by my fucking friend.
No one's your friend, Slack.
You are.
I am. That's true. Who pointed out that by percentage of capacity, the Hawks were actually bottom 10 in attendance?
Yes. That is what I read. By capacity.
Ask your season ticket guy about that, Sam.
He hasn't contacted me in a while. Maybe he listens to the podcast.
Okay. I would guess they don't give a shit. They only care about the money that's coming
in. Yeah. They see the $18,000 a game. They don't see
Blackhawks that. Were the ninth worst in capacity attendance in the NHL.
In that same thing, he points out that if they have another terrible season, that would drop. But we've done that show a couple times, and we're not convinced that it would.
No, because while that's the case, they were... fifth in number of average people per game. So
I guess it's just looking at
and it's the biggest building in the league.
Right. The second biggest.
Or I think third. Montreal's technically
Montreal's bigger. Much bigger. Detroit's slightly bigger. That's it. They're the third biggest.
And why does Patrick Kane's name keep entering the chat?
It's not entering any real chat.
The
morons who have the team name in their like handle.
Yeah,
we're tweeting about it.
The OPBs are trying to.
So you're saying that this is all being fueled by Jim Nackis?
No, not even him. Not even him. Not. I want
to. You suck, by the way. If you're listening to this, burn in hell.
He's probably not.
He's probably not.
I wish we had like a sound clips that we played at the beginning of the show of like highlights, because that's one that Matt should just put.
You suck, by the way. Burn in hell. No, that's good. That should go at the end.
Oh, okay.
Like the music rolls for like 10 seconds and then it just comes back in. You suck, by the way. Burn in hell.
Yeah, no, the OPPs are trying to turn Kane into a thing. Came back to the Hawks.
Oh, my God.
That's where that's coming from. Or correct. People with the team in the handle, as Andrew said.
And a picture same of them people. With the cup.
They're the people that bought the t-shirts of the stupid pointy looking actual hawk.
John, we keep coming back to the same thing though, that the narrative they keep pushing out there is like, well, we don't want to do what the last regime did, and like you don't want to win three cups.
You don't want to be in a title window of seven, eight years.
You know what it is? I think it's kind of contagious around town, because even though I'm not allowed to talk about them, if you look at the Cubs, they can't wait to tell you everything that the last guy did wrong. Like Jed's out there, like, well, we don't want to do what Theo did and all this. Like, you don't want to win the World Series. You don't want to go to the playoffs three straight years. I'm a little confused. Like, what is it you don't want to do? You know, like. Like everyone throws the previous guy under the bus. Like if you're the GM of the Bears, that's fine. Go ahead. Like that's cool. But they're like, oh, we can't take that 7 years of being a prime contender and three finals and three cups. No,
being the crown jewel of the fucking league.
What is it? I don't know. And I don't even know that Kyle necessarily believes this. But what is it that he wants Hawks fans to think could have happened?
Again, they're still trying to win the 2014 Cup.
Right.
Yeah. I guess he would have shot Alec Martinez with a sniper rifle.
Right. Actually, drawing out the parallel while Jed keeps throwing Theo under the bus, he keeps bringing up relievers who don't throw hard enough.
Sam, I think that he probably is insinuating that they should have been contenders for longer. Like they got swept by Nashville in
and haven't been in the playoffs since
17.
If Kyle wants to make the argument that had they done it right, they would have gotten a few more playoff berths out of that team. Okay, that's fair. And like, but Seabrook still would have gotten fat, slow, and old.
Right.
They would have bulked up and for no reason.
No, they would have had Taves say yes to his girlfriend or whatever that.
Oh, jeez. Would you leave it alone?
Sorry.
I'm trying to delete it. Like there were some problems.
Right, right.
Here.
You couldn't have not signed Taves to that massive extension at the time that they did it. There was nothing wrong with that contract. It just happened that he had things.
You'll notice that Kyle won't throw the real guy under the bus. He won't come out and say, like, well, I don't want my president wandering down here and signing this tub of goo to an 8-year extension over my head.
Well, right. Danny's too busy buying Qdoba for Chuggo.
That's true. He's taking orders.
At least he's buying it from not Chipotle. I'll give him credit for that.
I'll give him that.
So he changed it. He was Qdoba's getting Chipotle, legit. But now it's Qdoba, huh?
Yeah. Why did we switch to Qdoba?
I thought that's what it was. I don't know. So,
well, you're giving him too much credit.
Yeah, maybe.
Qdoba's good.
Well, yeah. Jay and Greg, listen to this. They can clear up what they got for lunch. Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it goes beyond sports. It certainly goes beyond the Hawks. Like, if you want to buy yourself some breathing room, just dump on the guy who came before you. Like, that's tried and true, but this is getting absurd.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be able to dump on the guy who was successful.
Also, can anyone show me the cup contender that isn't doing the salary cap dance every year? That's like, that's part of it, right?
You know what you need is good players, and I don't see any. And I don't see any coming.
I see like three.
I don't know. The Panthers have $20 million cap space going into the summer, but they only have how many people signed?
Yeah, they got a lot of guys.
Isn't Montour going to take like half of that? Like,
and Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Speaking of cap, quick note about cap friendly. Am I the only one who thinks it's ridiculous that like every NHL team didn't already have this?
Yes.
Like in their front office, like the Capitals are like, shit, just buy that.
And this
one
is an opportunity to shit on hockey fans too. Literally now, anything that they post on social, like playing out the string here, you get people screaming "sell out" and calling them like whatever on there. It's like the fight. Like you weren't paying for their Patreon, you fucker.
Yeah, no shit.
They gotta eat. They have families.
You suck, by the way. Go to hell.
We live in a society. Oh, I see you have a cell phone, yet you call yourself a socialist. How interesting.
It all ends in a cabin in Montana, if you play this out. And Lord knows I've been scoping out real estate in February.
That is the other thing I wanted to bring up. The Hawks are whispering about their secret analytics department again.
Oh, yeah. They've got a real competitive advantage.
I thought What's-His-Face took it up to the Tigers when he left.
He left his computer behind, his laptop.
Right, he left his laptop behind.
They're just saying if they can figure out the password, they will really have an leg up on everybody else.
Kyle's got his two interns trying to crack the password. Try his birthday reverse.
They're doing
Try Boobies 69. No? Okay.
Try Fuck Tab 69, Andrew.
We
don't
know
give
that
away
Kyle,
the password on here.
Slack, we know that Kyle Dubas' password is Naito Rules, so that would be easy. I could crack that one.
There you go.
Kyle Dubas' password is Boys Will Be Boys.
I saw this mentioned a couple of times. Like, well, the Hawks didn't feel like their analytics department really gives them a leg up. Like, where's your leg up? Why can't I see?
What
leg? Leg up to piss all over everybody's fucking hopes of having a decent roster.
Show me leg up. Where is leg up?
I'm asking for like a barely competitive team, and I don't see how they can make that happen. I don't. I'll give them credit. They got a real announcer. Way to go.
I see how they could. I just don't expect them to do it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Sam, I want to go back to cap friendly for a second.
Please.
So doesn't the league like maintain a database of like all the team's contracts and what
so
team's
does
cap
the players,
spaces?
Players union.
They do, right?
Yeah.
So then wouldn't
it's
teams
not public,
have access?
But like,
wouldn't teams have access to that?
But all it's the internet been. Like this gets into a web design is my passion kind of thing. That is what the Capitals bought. Like this,
the tools and the calculators. Right?
Yes,
not the data.
But they should already had someone doing that years ago.
That's the opposite of what every acquisition is. Most acquisitions are about data, not like an Excel sheet with fucking pivot tables in it. I just don't understand why a hockey team would buy a fun website.
But like it's the archive of it too. Where like I can now click on Eric Tulsky and see that he has made zero transactions himself yet. You know, or
Slack. The reason they're buying it is probably because their GM was trying to make a trade. They're like, "Hey, what does this guy on the Flames make?" And all his assistants are like, "Ooh."
Jesus Christ.
Chuck Cap Friendly.
Yeah, Chuck Cap Friendly.
This guy, oh, this is nice. How much?
This guy's, he's like, finally, fuck it. We're buying this and you're all fired.
Okay, how much do you think they paid for Cap Friendly? Did they say? Undisclosed, I'm sure.
It was not a little.
What's that mean?
I feel like it.
I'm sure this is figures. Probably, yeah, I would say seven figures.
Yeah, gotta
Holy
be.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
It's, good for that guy. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Good for him.
And at least he got it before he died, unlike the other guy. Sorry. I'm trying to delete it.
I'm trying to delete it, yeah.
Yep.
Just the most ridiculous thing. But the Hawks, well, they have their own cap. I'm sure they do. Here we go again. Oh, yeah, our analytics department is way ahead of the curve. It's really giving us a leg up.
They're a little too friendly, if you ask me.
Aye. Whackety-schmackety-doo.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I don't know what's going on over here. And again, I want to put a disclaimer that none of us are asking the Hawks to go on a mutated spending spree to fill every hole in the roster this summer. That's not what we're asking.
You're not asking for all holes filled, Sam, is what you're saying.
I am not asking for all holes filled, which is a departure for me. But there are clear upgrades. Short and long term, while not borking your precious salary cap, your salary cup, your Stanley cap, and it helps and doesn't prevent any development of your Save Your Kids that we keep hearing about. Who you can't guarantee.
No,
that doesn't mean they shouldn't be given a chance, but you have to have insurance in case Oliver Miller isn't the end all be all.
Our guy.
Yeah, it would be a nice problem to have, not just a problem to have.
Right. Sam Rinzell is minimum 3 years away from being a top four defenseman.
I don't want to hear that motherfucker's name ever again.
In three years' time,
if he's 19 or not.
He's not in real.
In 3 years' time, you better fucking be a playoff team. And then he can join in as a third pair. If he looks all that. You know what you've got? You've got trade chips ahead of him to open up space for him.
You got a handful of yourself.
Or you move him for something you really need, like Bowen Byram. This idea that like everything has to be, the powder has to be kept dry for the next wave to come in, it doesn't work.
You're $10 million under the floor, you dumb fucks.
God damn it. How the fuck are they going to even... Jesus Christ.
For Stanov.
I'm going to look at the worst or most mediocre free agents, and that's exactly who they're going to get. Just the stupidest.
Yeah,
I just said who they're getting.
He's not mediocre.
No,
Stamkos, Sam Reinhart, Tyler Myers. Hell yeah, Sam's guy.
They can do Tyler.
All right, they do Tyler Myers. I'm out.
Jake Guentzel.
Guentzel. All right, because
they're
Max
say,
might...
We know despair. Max. They're going to sign him.
Yeah.
Adam Henrique, Anthony Mantha, Bertuzzi.
We know Max, my ticket rep, listens to the show because he stopped calling me. Max, when they sign Tyler Myers, you better call me. I want to have that conversation.
Tavo, Jason Zucker.
Kevin LeBanc.
We...
Jason Zucker for a couple years, I'm all right with.
We can do this show in 2 weeks after July 1st. Like we can.
Nothing happens on July 1st. They're all in their cottages.
Everything happens on July 1st.
No, they do it all. Yeah, it takes 2 hours. It's all done.
It takes 2 hours. It's all done. And then the next guy signs on the 10th.
They put a big show on fucking TSN, right. And they don't have anything to talk about.
Well, the first hour is Bob. Well, I guess Bob McKenzie won't be there anymore. But yeah, they just see guys in the background looking at their phones. They debate what the 2034 Canadian Olympic team.
Well, no, the
like.
Real show is.
And then it all starts rolling in.
Well, no, the real show is Sarseni doing his parody tweets of Merrick and Elliot throughout the entire process.
Performing an actual edition of Swan Lake. I don't know, Jeff. All right. Is that enough hard hot hockey for a sweltering June night?
So hot. God.
All right. Milk was a bad choice.
The Beloved are on vacation.
In the box.
Not yet.
Oh.
I just want to get one thing out there.
Oh, God.
I know. It's going to be bad. And I want to be clear about this. I don't mind, and I especially don't
Sam Obama, let me be clear.
If the actual Bears defense wants to be all attitude and talk shit, that's fine. They can do that. That's cool.
They're doing the Degeneration X crotch chop.
Absolutely. Well, maybe not that. But I've seen far too many people, Bears observers, telling me this is going to be a top five unit. This is actually going to be the strength of the team.
Show don't tell, Sam.
You got to beat somebody.
No, you need to.
You need to get not carved up by 65-year-old Joe Flacco.
You need to like. Tell Jordan Love where to go.
Yeah, you need to put Jordan Love in the fucking dirt.
Right. You can't just beat up on a few bums and backups.
And Jared Goff.
It's right next to Smoke Barbecue, yeah, by Jared the way. Goff bums and backups. Sucks. And Jared Goff in the winter outside. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, you got to beat somebody. And you look at the Bears' schedule, there's not a lot of nobodies at quarterback on that.
Do we need to go through the schedule again?
No.
No. No. Like, no, the actual players on defense, they want to, you know, be loud and abrasive during practice. And that's fine. Like, I want them to do that. I want them to have
I'm done with Jaquan until further notice.
But everyone outside of them, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a tough. This is like when friend of the program, Ruben Tisch, told me, oh, yeah, the Fire are now the best team in the East after they signed Kellen Acosta. It's like, okay, hang on a fucking second.
Well, he just lost all credibility with that.
Right. Like, you got to see it first. And they haven't beat anybody. So yeah, I just want to pump the brakes on that.
I do think that among all of the whatever that has been brought in and all the talk that is about the offense and Keenan Allen and Swift and everyone, they brought in Stromile Swift.
Swift.
Wow.
That's the name. Kevin Byard is a huge upgrade from whatever the hell version of Eddie Jackson we were getting for the past 4 years.
Yes, man. He was a corpse for years.
Yeah. And Kevin Byard can fucking play. So
yeah, that is something that definitely should not be underestimated. I do
but
agree.
But anyone forecasting here, you want to say top half representative, better than average? Fine.
No less a bet hedger though than one Danny Bernstein Jr. has decreed that they should be top five, at least as far as, you know, barring injury, personnel, like whatever.
Get out of here, John Moxley, with that shit. Like who's starting opposite Sweat? Who's gonna sit in the quarterback's head when Sweat's getting double teamed?
They haven't signed him yet.
They have to sign a guy.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they're letting every other edge signed with somebody else. So
are you talking? Are we talking about? Are your peppers hot for them letting Calais Campbell?
No, everybody. They're not doing anything. So the peppers are hot because they're just not signing a guy. I don't know what they're waiting for, or if there's going to be a cap casualty or whatever.
But there surely will be
prospects.
Yep, gotta keep the powder dry.
Yeah,
Connor
Bedard's second contract is opposite Montez Sweat.
All right. Slack, two words on the Cubs before we move on to the Cretans.
Season over. Next.
Okay. John, two words on the White Sox.
Oh, I've been watching more.
Why? You've got nothing else to do.
Just because
I got nothing else to do. Okay. Andrew, yeah. There's nothing else on TV.
How do you like John Schlieffen?
Oh, he is so bad.
Yeah.
So bad, it's good.
It is kind of good. It's unbelievably entertaining how shitty he is.
I just I realized that Steve and Schifflin.
Schifflin.
Schifflin. They do the Nationwide song together.
They sure do.
Oh, I did not know that. And I'm kind of surprised that Stone does that with him. But
well, they did it with Benetti.
Well, yeah, but I thought that was like their thing.
That was a Jason quarterback bit.
Right. And
orders from on high to keep it going.
I guess so, yeah.
Jerry's favorite part of the show.
Clearly Jeff Vukovich is a friend of Jerry's too, and he likes his name being sung.
Jeff Vukovich is a Cubs guy, from what I understand. Just throwing that out there.
I believe he is, yeah.
Well, we better get to the Cretans because John's got a hard out and my headphones have like 4%. So we've got to race to the end.
All right. Plus minus turbo version, a.k.a. at Bedard Haver. Is it even possible to overhype what McDavid is doing?
No.
Apparently it is. Apparently some people are trying to like it.
No, there's no. He might break Wayne Gretzky's playoff scoring record in 2020.
Yeah, on Friday,
not the 80s.
On Friday, in one game, and again, as I've pointed out, he's going to win the Conn Smythe one way or the other at this point because you can't give it to Bob because Bob has kind of doo-dooed his drawers a little bit.
No, he's going to win it. He's going to win the.
He's going to win when Florida wins on Friday. He'll win the Conn Smythe. Yeah.
He's the greatest player of all time, and everyone just needs to get on board with this. Simple as that.
All right. John's guy, Andy.
It's Andy.
A.T. Garms. Roland Garros court, Philippe Chartier features an inspirational quote. Victory belongs to the most tenacious. At what sporting venue would you add your favorite meatball motivational message? And what would it be? I thought about this, and goddammit, in Arlington Heights, the inscription shall be, the past is for cowards and losers.
Losers. I don't know how you beat that.
At the new stadium?
Or any venue. Pick a venue.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't know how do you top that.
I mean, you could do it on one gate of the United Center, get you upstairs and get you out of here.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yep, that was an option. Get them upstairs, get them out of here.
Is there a Bulls one we could ascribe to? Because obviously it's, you know, they're the winter tenants. It's the joint venture. Literally, that's the legal name of the corporation that owns the United Center is the joint venture between the Wirtz and Reinsdorf families.
Yeah, the Bulls inscription should be very bleak. Abandon all hope kind of things.
Yeah.
Gaze not into the abyss.
Pointless. Yeah.
And then that's Comiskey actually is gaze not in the abyss.
No, it was stay out of White Sox business. And that's like a sign that they have as the fans enter the park.
All right, Sam's having technical issues here. I suppose I got to quarterback this from now on. I don't know if he's got further thoughts on this.
Or his headphones are coming back at some point. We'll give him a minute, but yeah. Keep it going.
This is going to be like Major League when Euchre passes out drunk. Now it's just us.
Fly ball. Caught.
Caught.
Well, I mean, is there anything that we could, like...
Do you have another question?
Well... Oh, yeah, I got plenty, actually.
Let's go.
And this one actually is more suited for us since Sam just doesn't go to the suburbs.
He doesn't know the suburbs.
Yeah, no, not at all. So this is Presnowski. In lieu of George McCaskey commute from Sycamore Corner last episode, which Chicagoland area suburb / Northwest Indiana, Southern Wisconsin town do you hate driving to the most just based on the commute alone? I think we can all.
It's coming back into the city. That's the problem.
Yeah,
but
anywhere in the city is
bad. Sycamore, where my brother lives, makes me want to fucking kill people.
So you go down to the Eisenhower and then just take 88 for eternity out to Peace Road.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. And the stretch of road after you get off, and you have to drive all those backwards hill rod roads. Especially at night, where it's just
behind the Farm and Fleet.
It's horrible, man. It's just horrible.
See, yeah, my folks are out in Oswego. Like, it's not as far as Sycamore, but I've got all stop and go, whether I'm getting off at Eola, whether I'm getting off at Orchard.
So you guys took the opportunity to do Commute Corner again?
Yes.
Yes.
The people demanded it, apparently.
Yes, I mean, Presnowski.
I guess it's not your fault.
Well, no, that's why we took the opportunity, because you don't go to the suburbs.
No, I don't know where they are.
Never learn.
Never learn. Someone don't tell
go
there.
I mean, I've got to go up to fucking Half Day every goddamn day up the Edens. So, like, but I could do that in my sleep at this point.
Presnowski is one of these ones who's blowing half his face off every time the Cubs lose. It's like, it's a 162 game season, bud. Calm down.
That's a lot of the website these days.
Yeah, it's just like, Jesus Christ. Cubs are like, what, 500, plus 500 to win the division? I'd still take that. Shit.
They're like one game out of a playoff spot. It's right. So stupid. It's yeah, the stupidest league in the world.
Dumbest league ever. Was that the last Cretan question?
We got a couple more here. I don't know. John, this is probably... We'll see here. Because this is a real thing. Long time guy, but having a long time no hear from. A Kanzi.
Oh, goodness.
Sent us a picture of a Jaguar XF. With the Vanity Plate NHL goon from, it looks like, some kind of Orland Park dealership.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
And he just says, which former Blackhawk do you think owns this car? I mean, it's got to be Reed Simpson, right?
You think he's an OPP?
I know that Reed Simpson...
A lot of former goons live here?
Yeah, that's what... No, Reed...
He's a local... Yeah, he stayed
Reed
here.
Simpson has been a fucking Johnny's legend for about 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, there's like a few of them around here. People like hiring here.
Does Stu live around
I
here?
I think Stu lives in Nashville, but...
Because he's got the Vanderbilt law degree.
Right.
Oh my God, yeah, he does.
I think Reed is a good guess.
Does Reed have Jaguar money in 2024?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that because he missed out on the NHL pension by like one game, so he's gonna get like the NHLPA,
which everyone knows because he'll tell anyone who will listen.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's got the Jaguar money.
Could that be Carbom?
I don't think he's still around.
I don't think
here.
He's still around here.
I like the Reed Simpson shot. I'm going to go
Reed
with that.
Reed Simpson's probably... Yeah. Call it a Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Maybe the Hawks can give Chris Tanev one when they sign him.
Tanev!
All right. We'll end it here on a two-parter with regard to the Euros right now for Sam and Andrew. Bobby Otter would just like Euro's prediction and if the U.S. has a shot in Copa America.
No.
And
are they playing Argentina? Then no.
They're not going
play
to
Argentina
get
to the final.
Right.
They're not playing there. Argentina.
Right.
Yeah.
What did he want about Euro?
He just wanted the Euro prediction.
I think I'm
Albania
going.
Take a hike.
Oh, they're fucking annoying, huh?
Yeah.
Knock it off, scrappy fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, I've been saying.
Sam, are you and I still doing Dark Horse Croatia this year in honor of Alan?
Oh God, no.
They don't look very good.
No, yeah. They don't. They're old and bad.
They tied Albania for God's sake.
If you're looking for a value play, if you want to get beyond like the two main favorites, I think like Spain's a pretty decent price.
Yeah, Germany looks pretty fucking good.
Germany looks pretty good. And they're home. But
Hitler was not born there. That's what Andrew
France.
Taught me.
That's correct.
No, he's
that's what their national anthem is called. Austria's national anthem is called Hitler was born here. Germany's national anthem is called Hitler is from Austria.
As far as the U.S. goes, do they have a shot? I mean... If you'd have to squint so hard to give yourself an aneurysm, but I mean,
well,
yeah,
Sam, let me
I
interject.
Could see a path.
What the U.S. usually do in tournaments in general is they figure out some fucked up way to get to a spot in the knockouts that you're surprised right. that they got to, and then they lose a game by one or two goals that they were never actually competitive in,
but can argue that they were
right. So let's say,
is there going to be any more Reyna family drama this go around?
No, I think he's been sort of removed. And
out of a group with Uruguay, Panama, and Bolivia, the U.S. should qualify
easily
in second. I assume Uruguay is better than us. Maybe.
Uruguay is better, but part of my path to the final is that we know that Uruguay is managed by Marcelo Bielsa, who's a nut job,
and Recoba,
and a genius.
Energy, but he requires his team to play a very high energy murder ball.
So you're saying he's like Gabby
a bit. That's going to be a little tricky to do in late June in Kansas City,
especially with all that Gates and Arthur Bryant's in their belly.
Right. So
feed him
Q. So they die of exhaustion in the 60th minute. The U.S. nicks a win, and then. I actually think Colombia is going to win that group over Brazil.
Brazil stinks.
And the U.S. just goofs a win over Brazil. I haven't quite figured out how, but, you know.
They already tied them.
They goof a win. And then I think you get Uruguay again in the semis, but, you know, they'll be dead by then because of how they play. And, you know Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia. It can happen.
There's no Mexico meetup here in the.
They're getting trounced in the group stage, and everyone knows that. So
to me, the way it sounds to the just from osmosis from the two of you guys is that Mexico are the St. Louis Blues of international soccer.
That's pretty good.
They used to be the Dallas Cowboys, but now they're so bad that the Blues are probably.
Well, and they're also exceptionally racist.
That's where I was going with it. Right. That it's a team full of scumbags and fans full of to say bad things.
But Mexico is a wonderful country. Their soccer team can go fuck itself.
To be realistic, the U.S. will get out of the group. They will lose in the quarterfinals, and we will learn nothing. But they'll have done just enough.
You. That's right.
We'll have done just enough that U.S. soccer can justify not paying Greg Berhalter to go away. And hire a real manager.
Nailed it.
And Matthew Killian will rant about it for the next 2 years until the World Cup because he hates Greg Berhalter something fierce.
I don't have anything. I don't really have a strong connection to this group at all.
I think they're fun, but they're still limited. I'm still excited for the tournament. It's fun that they're playing.
I am too.
It's something that they should be playing in this every edition of it, so they don't have to just wait for a World Cup. No one cares about the Gold Cup. No one cares about the Nations League.
All right, I cared about the Gold Cup a little bit.
It's always fun to beat the shit out of Mexico.
Right.
But
especially when it's here.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up question was from just a real quick one from Unread Bookshelf. He wants to know who to hate in the Euro Cup, but it can't be Italy because his father will disown him.
Albania, we said that.
Yeah, Albania's good.
And the Germans, clearly.
Most people hate England.
Yeah, hating England is fun. I think watching
it will England never come home. It will England, never.
Watching England choke in whatever fun way they just decide to do it this year is always going to be fun.
If you hate on England, it's almost certain that you will be rewarded. Not just like oh they lose.
It's like rooting for the Maple Leafs to shit their pants.
They're going
to
do something.
They do it in such a.
They
good
do
way.
It much more epically than the Leafs. The Leafs just lose to better teams.
Yeah, England is. There's a show on Netflix called like Disaster at Wembley or something. I highly recommend everybody watch it. It is.
It wasn't a documentary about Elton John and George Michael singing "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me."
No, it was not. It was about a bunch of English fans getting fucking drunk as shit on their way to the final at the last European Cup, to the point where they were beating each other up and causing physical harm to each other just to get in the stadium, only to lose to Italy in the most soul-crushing possible way ever. Right. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Yeah, the way England flame out of tournaments puts the Maple Leafs to shame.
Yes.
Like, when have the Maple Leafs ever lost to a team that was worse than them? You can't. They haven't. Like, so.
The Habs in the bubble.
No one
bubble didn't count.
It doesn't count.
It was still entertaining to watch them just shit their pants, though.
Right. The bubble's not real. It can't hurt you.
It can't hurt you.
God, it's fucking hot.
All right, that's it. John's got a heart out. I'm tired, and we're all sweaty, so that's gonna be it. For John, for Matt, for Slack, I'm Sam. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Please rate, review, and share. I assume we will be back after the draft?
Whenever.
Whenever. We'll let you know. Follow the Twitter feed. Until then, top guys out.